I'll call this council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge. Eileen, would you lead us in the pledge tonight, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for just a second, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a safe and wonderful weekend and an equally nice July 4th celebration. It was during our prayer at the fireworks that I realized how many, just how many community and service groups were involved in making it a success. So, Lord, tonight, may you bless and keep all of our service groups, our church groups, our boosters, and all the like safe and sound so that they can continue to enrich the lives of our residents, our children, our students, our elderly, and our handicapped. We ask for this tonight in your holy name. Amen. Okay, Kathy, roll call, please.
Cox.
Present.
Hayes. Barstow.
Aki.
Lee.
Here.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Well, we have a Mexican quorum tonight, huh?
Thank you, senor. Okay, thank you. We have a quorum present. First thing on the agenda is citizens' comments. If anybody would like to speak, you have 5 minutes. Need your name and address, please.
First year, 85 South Main Street, Tesla, Ohio. So I know that the city recently took over the Parks and Recreation programs with the new park director, Mr. Ramsey. And I believe I'm the first one to receive the contract papers to continue working with the recreation program. And I came to talk tonight because I found them a little difficult for high school and middle schoolers. We have referees out of the park as low as seventh grade. And I worry that they're not going to understand how to fill out W-9 forms for the IRS. And I found the section of the city's documents especially troubling. I found it a little confusing, and as I looked at it, I went to my grandma. She worked for H&R Block, and she helped me figure out what I needed to circle and how to fill it out properly. However, I found it confusing between the individual and the limited liability corporations. They kind of blended together in options, and I think that those might be able to be auto-filled for all referees because we are all individuals kind of fall under the same things. I found the IRS form W-9 rather easy, but I started a super PAC and I had to file other forms with the IRS, so I've had experience there to where our younger referees might not have as much experience there. Also, if the process to become a referee with the city becomes too lengthy or too complex, I worry that we will lose referees because I'm a certified referee myself and I can get online and sign up for MOSL tournaments around Central Ohio and go make $300 to $500 cash in one weekend. But I wish to stay working for the Parks and Recreation program for the city because I enjoy it, find it rewarding. But I just wanted to let you guys know about the complexity of the forms tonight.
Okay.
And also, I was on the new city website. It was very fantastic. Love it. However, the drop-down menus do not display options. If you click on them, they link to it, but they don't display options.
All right.
So you guys know.
Well, thank you for your input, and we'll take a look at that. Okay. Did your grandma charge you? Okay. Anybody else wish to speak? All right. Introduction, discussion, approval of consent agenda matters.
So moved.
Second by Mr. Fox and seconded by Mr. Barstow. Discussion and roll.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I did have one comment on the minutes. Third page, fourth, third line essentially from the bottom. Fox apologized for missed the last meeting. It's just a typo, Kathy.
Okay.
So that's the only one I saw on there.
Thank you. Any other input? All right, Kathy, when you're ready.
Fox?
Yes.
Hayes? Excuse me, she isn't here. Barstow?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walther?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda passes. Ordinance amended ordinance 2016-4266 for a third reading.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Fox.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Barstow.
Mr. Hicken.
Or Mr. Hicken, your choice. Kathy, when you're ready, third reading.
Amended ordinance 2016-4266. This is the third reading, an ordinance to make supplemental appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2016.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I make a motion to amend ordinance 2016-4266 by substitution.
Second.
Got a motion to amend, first and seconded, and discussion? Yes.
Jamie, what was the change from the second to the third?
The last two sections, we have increased the property tax budget. We pay on all lands that we own that aren't actively treated as municipal purpose. So rights of way, empty lots are not considered municipal purpose, so they're taxable. So we've acquired a fair amount of right of way, as well as I think a couple of properties in the Blanche edition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what that's for. The other item is in the recreation fund. As you know, with Dave coming on board, we're starting to pay for, as an example, the paint for the soccer fields. He's got to order it for the season. So the appropriations, it's a $5,000 increase, or it's a $5,000 operating appropriation. The fund previously only held park maintenance costs, no operating program operating costs. Just as an FYI, that the recreation fund, the revenue sources have also been increased to recognize the registration fees, any donations, and the like. So it's basically appropriating those revenues for the operating materials.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Anything else? I just have a quick question, Kathy. This is the first time I've seen it, an ordinance say amended. So we amended it once, and then we also amended it again tonight. Okay, any other discussion on the motion to amend? Okay, Kathy? This is on the motion to amend.
Barstow?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walther?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Motion passes. Need a motion to adopt.
Move to adopt.
Moved
second.
By Mr. Hicken and seconded by Mrs. Carter. Discussion and roll.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walther?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Barstow?
No.
Okay, 4266 passes. Ordinance 2016-4265 for a second reading.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barstow.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fox. Kathy, when you're ready. Second reading.
Ordinance 2016-4265. This is the second reading. An ordinance to rezone property located at 6407, 6409, and 6431 Summit Road, parcel numbers 063-141900-00.000, 063-141906-00.000, and 063-142896-00.000, totaling 5.5 plus or minus acres in the city of Pataskala from the light manufacturing M1 zoning classification to general business zoning classification.
Discussion. Ordinance 2016-4268 for a second reading.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Fox.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Walther. Kathy, when you're ready.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. I think there's a motion to amend that ordinance. I could be wrong.
There is.
There is. 4268. Maybe we should deal with that.
Yeah, there's a request to amend this by substitution.
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yes.
Another point of order. We typically read the first that motion and then make the motion right afterwards.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that how we historically
read it,
do
read it?
I'm not sure that we do that for any reason, but that's how we historically have done that.
However, as long as we get to hopefully amending it by substitution, would be good.
Okay.
Right.
I just didn't want it to get forgotten.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Kathy, you can read that when you're ready.
Ordinance 2016-4268. This is the second reading. An ordinance to amend sections 2.04, 3.02, 3.03, 3.04, 3.05, 3.06, 3.08, 4.10, 4.11, 4.12, 4.13, 4.14, 5.01, 5.02, 5.03, 5.04, 5.05, 6.01, 6.02, 6.03, 6.04, 7.01, 7.02, 7.03, 7.04, 7.05, 7.06, 8.02, 9.01, 9.02, 10.02, 11.06, and 11.08 of the Charter of the City of Pataskala to remove obsolete provisions therefrom and to make other technical and clerical amendments thereto as recommended by the Charter Review Commission.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Mr. Fox.
Make a motion to amend Ordinance 2016-4268 by substitution.
Second. Got a motion to amend by Mr. Fox and seconded by Mr. Walther. Any discussion on that? Yes.
BJ, I understand that there are some changes in here that were recommended by the law director.
Correct.
Could council get a highlighted version of those changes recommended by the law director?
Did they?
No. Could
oh,
we?
Absolutely you could. Yes. Absolutely could.
For the third reading.
Right. And Mr. Mayor, that's kind of why I brought that up, because I couldn't
okay
find it anywhere. What we were talking about.
Do you have a highlight copy of the actual changes?
We have. This is a highlighted copy of the actual changes.
But you're talking about the actual
included
legislation.
All that Mr. Barstow had given us, right, and any other changes that the ad hoc committee made in addition.
Right. So we're just waiting on the changes from Mr. Zetz.
Well, I believe they're in here, but we just don't know what they are.
You should have the original one that was presented that was a redline version and also the one that has the changes in it.
Okay, but I'm not going to go through and guess.
Okay.
I mean, I want the version that – I mean, I want Mr. Zetz particularly to so that I can look at those and
okay
see what the changes were and feel comfortable myself that we haven't made some changes. I mean, maybe the changes are necessary and he's 100% right, but they could change the entire meaning of the sentence. And I think we need to be aware of that.
Yeah. Mr. Zetz didn't change anything within the charter provisions. Mr. Zetz changed the actual whereases in legislation, the title of the legislation.
I think we would still need to see that.
We can get you a copy, but
yeah,
all that – the changes that are being recommended, there are two parts I'll look at this. First is the actual ordinance, not the exhibit. The exhibit's separate. The actual ordinance is what Mr. Zetz made changes to. We can get you a copy of the red line for that. The second part is the exhibit, and the exhibit changes are the ones that have to do with what the ad hoc – or not – yeah, the ad hoc recommended with Mr. Barstow's changes and also the parks manager changes. So the exhibit should – you should have one that is the new, not necessarily redlined ordinance from Zetz, but also the Exhibit A new that has the changes that Mr. Barstow, the ad hoc, recommended for the changes to the charter provisions.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, I would like a copy. And please email it. I don't need to have it in written form. And if I
okay
do, I'll make a copy of it. But I know that I certainly would like to see
you
a copy.
You have two
of
copies
it
of this ordinance in your packet is what I want to know.
No.
Okay. Should have two different copies, the original and the proposed changes.
No.
Okay. Very good.
Yes, Kathy.
The procedure we have been using since when Mr. Hayes was here was that we provided that original in the first packet. The second packet only had what was being proposed to be changed. So you would need both packets to compare the two.
Mr. Mayor, and again, in addition to that, I don't know who made those changes. I don't know if it's, since it's in here just as red line, they could have been come from the Charter Commission or whatever. I just want to know that we have the right ones.
If you look on the website council packet, you'll see both those ordinances listed on there. So you can also see that on the website.
We'll get copies out to everybody for the changes.
Thank you.
They are on the, as Kathy said, they are on the website, and I'll send out the links to those to everybody.
Okay. Mr. King, just so you understand, I want Mr. Zett's specific changes. Mm-hmm. Whatever they were, I don't want them redlined. I want his yellow lined.
His will be redlined because his have nothing to do with the charter provisions. His has to do with the actual ordinance.
Okay, so how do we tell the difference between the redlined version we have and his version?
Because if you look at his version, the only changes on the actual ordinance will be his. I think we're getting confused here. If you look at what Mr. Zetz provided, it is the title of the ordinance down through where the signatures occur. That's all he changed. He changed nothing in the charter provisions.
Except that, Mr. King, with all due respect, the residents vote on that section. They vote on this entire charter from start to finish.
We'll get it out to you.
Okay.
I think we're getting into the weeds here of who did what here.
I think what Mr. Fox is asking is, these changes that were made by the ad hoc committee, if those could be shown in this ordinance in a different color, mm-hmm. essentially, should be able to be done. And Mr. Zett's changes to the actual ordinance,
correct,
will be fine to track also, because we know that there weren't redline versions out of the first ordinance that we saw.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, the actual legislation is what Mr. Zett's changed. Perfect. So, perfect.
Okay.
Mr. Hicken, did you have anything?
Well, I don't know if it's the correct time to bring it up. I don't know. We got an email this afternoon about a notification from the Licking County Board of
elections.
And I haven't had a time to totally digest it, and I don't know if this is the – I don't know. I guess I might – I'm kind of looking at Kathy because I want to see exactly what she was told.
Typically what we have done in the past is each individual issue in here, not the corrections to spellings or that. That was always done as one ordinance. But the other items had been done separately, like the items to change what was changed in Parks and Recreation. That would be a separate ordinance. That way, that if there was issues with one particular section with the public, everything wasn't turned down. That was the thought. And Sue Pennick called me this afternoon and explained that to me. And I think I had related that before to council, that that is the route we took in the past, and that was the reason behind it.
I'm getting there. Mr. Mayor, I didn't get an email from the Board of Elections.
No, it was a phone call to me in response to the email I sent them asking about the ballot language. Mr. Zetz asked me to contact the Board of Elections to determine if the ballot language contained in the ordinance was acceptable with them.
I didn't get anything about that, so either.
Mr. Fox.
I hate to question you, Kathy, because you're most always right.
Go ahead.
But I recall specifically the last time we did it, one of the things that we did, if we felt that it wasn't reasonable and probably was going to be a no vote, we took it out. Because we want this thing to go through and be a fair change, because most of the things that are changed are very simple things. So if we thought that, let's say there was a section in this charter recommended that the mayor is now king, and we thought, oh, heck, that's never going to pass. Well, it might now after such a great weekend that we had. But, But you know what I'm saying. So we would not put that part in there, and council would agree not to do that, or it didn't make it through the changes. We're going through as a unified group and making these changes, and if we don't like something in there, at any time in this process, we can remove that section, a request to remove that section, and by a majority vote, we take that section out. I don't ever recall voting on more than one option when we did our last charter review. I think we just basically had one option. So basically this whole thing goes to them. We have one option. So I guess to clarify, are we being asked to have half a dozen ordinances and put on the ballot half a dozen?
I just wanted to bring that to our attention that we had, you know, that possibility if there was a part of our electorate that opposed something adamantly, that everything would go down to defeat.
Madam President.
And just to address Mr. Barstow's concern, Kathy had sent us that email earlier, Todd, to leadership.
Oh, okay.
And that's addressing that concern from Sue Pinnock with the Board of Elections, and that's why Tim brought it up.
Okay.
Now, so that's how that came about.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Are we at the motion to amend?
Call for the vote.
Okay.
The vote to amend.
This is just on the motion to amend because this is a second reading. Go ahead, Kathy.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Barstow?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Okay, motion to amend passes. Reports. I would like to thank everybody that was involved in the fireworks. It was a huge success. I'm still trying to reach Steve and Nancy to discuss with them about her winning recipe and get her in here for a proclamation. They like to travel a lot, so I'm working on that, folks. I'll just go through all my stuff now, so it'll be done and over with. But Nate, I liked your report. I don't know if you decided what to do on your hydrant painting. I threw that idea out at you, but I saw that little piece on Logan about a week ago or so, and realized how proactive you are in making sure, because we absolutely positively know what happened down there. They obviously didn't have the tool we had to play with those valves, and they ended up busting a valve and draining two of the reservoirs. So that's pretty scary. So thank you, sir, for your proactive and your tools and stuff. I want to read you real quick. This is from Sean Grady, who is our director in Licking County Emergency Management. Effective immediately, I've decided to change the automatic rave alerts. You probably all got those early morning beeps on your phone for flooding. So he's now changing that just for tornado warnings. After seeing the frequency of alerts last Wednesday night, it was very apparent that if we didn't change this, we were going to see the residents asking to be taken off the notification list due to interruptions, which would be not safe. It's like a tornado siren that keeps going off, and it's broken, and nobody listens to it when it really is a tornado. So Licking County EMA will continue to get all the warnings. But if there's a significant risk to the population or to public safety, we will activate the system manually for warnings such as severe thunderstorm or flash flood. Starting today, the only automatic warnings will be for tornado. So thought I'd share that with you, because obviously at 1 and 1:30 in the morning, I was jolted out of my sleep just for a flood warning for southern Ohio. Kudos to Mitch and Ryan. That was cool. And along the same lines, I've already shared with BJ and Alan and Jason, but this past weekend, Dan and Willie helped me, as they always do, with fireworks. And then, after they were off the clock, came back and helped me until the fireworks were over. So, again, over and above and beyond. I know it was for fireworks, and they did have fun, and they had their families and stuff, but they also worked. So I appreciated that very, very much. And planning and zoning, hey, that house on Summit Road is gone. Thank you so much. I don't know if somebody bought that or what they did, but the house is gone, and that's fantastic. So, and I think I mentioned to you, Bruce, if you'd have an officer here on the 18th for the street committee meeting, I'd appreciate it. That's all I have. Mrs. Carter.
Commander President's reports.
Nothing tonight? Brian, okay. Mr. King.
Thank you, Mayor. I just have a couple of things. As mentioned previously this evening by Mrs. Steer, our new website is up and running. Jessica continues to make tweaks to it, add stuff to it, but we got it launched. Our old web address of ci.pataskala.oh.us is directed to our new one that is cityofpataskalaohio.gov. We went with a .gov this time to make us a little more easier to find on the web. The second thing I wanted to make council aware of is that we do have a position coming up soon, I believe at the end of August or September, on our Southwest Licking Water and Sewer District Board. The city's appointment to that will be coming due. In the past, I think more frequently than in the past, we advertise for any positions, whether it be PBR, Planning and Zoning, Board of Zoning Appeals, Council. I encourage Council to continue advertising for any and all positions that become available. We have a lot of people that are interested in being involved in the community, which I think is pretty apparent from what we had with when we had a vacant council seat. So moving forward, I would I know Kathy keeps people updated on vacancies coming up. So I will work with Kathy and the mayor to make sure that coming up on agendas, we have proper motions in place to seek advertisements for upcoming vacancies for boards and commissions. Happy to answer any questions.
Anything for BJ? Mr. Nicholson.
Thank you. I published my report. We closed the books today on June, and please report that on a year-to-date basis, our income tax revenues are up about $160,000 over this time last year, or about 6%. As part of the month-end close process, as well as part of the budget development process, I went through all of the revenue lines to make sure that the revenue forecasts match up to what we're seeing. So most everything went up. Revenues are trending well. In some cases, a few lines, we weren't seeing the collections, so we pulled those lines down. So those will be used going forward for the 2017 and budget process as the basis. Speaking of 2017 budget, in my report, I wanted to share with you the sheer volume of funds and cost centers we have in the budget. We call it a responsibility matrix, and it was basically BJ and I sat down and kind of I outlined all the funds and departments that we prepare budgets for, and basically who's going to be filling out the models, who's going to be responsible for preparing narratives for you guys to review. And so we went through them and identified, so these are the people that will be getting the budget models and the instructions. And I think I've done it in the past, but it was more just me, and so now we're making sure everybody's on the same page, so we'll make sure that all the items get budgeted and nothing's overlooked. And I don't want to steal the Finance Committee thunder, but we on each of your desks is a proposed draft of an amended budget schedule. As you may be recall, the capital improvement CIP models went out about 6 weeks early. We plan to be able to almost match that same kind of delivery on the operating budget models, getting them out to the departments. BJ and I sat down with all the directors in a couple of meetings to talk about the budget process, making sure that everybody was comfortable with potentially accelerating the schedule, and everybody was on board with it. They were all very comfortable with that. So with that said, the amended schedule would call for a third reading. You kind of work backwards from the end date. Instead of having the third and final reading at the first meeting in November, we'd be shooting for the second meeting in November. A couple reasons. One, if we can knock it off in November, then we're done, and that's great. If we find that council wants to have more discussion, amend things, add projects, delete projects, or whatever, it gives us another council meeting in which gives me the opportunity to go back, make those corrections, and bring back an amended piece of legislation. It's a little more complicated when it's approved subject to the following changes, and nobody's really seen them until it's passed. So we'll be working on that. So I'll be asking for council to approve the amended schedule. HR manager, we have we received 13 applications for the part-time HR manager. BJ and I reviewed them, and we've identified three candidates. We have two interviews scheduled tomorrow, so we'll be meeting with those individuals to see how that goes. Also in my packet, BJ and I sat down and went through let's talk about what the key responsibilities are for this HR manager. Okay, let's break them into transition planning. So these are the tasks that day one, these are going to be your responsibility day one. We're going to try to shift those immediately. The other tasks are the ones that as they get their feet on the ground, they get up to speed, and they have the time, then we'll start transitioning those. Because the last thing we want to do is just dump everything on the new HR manager who's a part-time person, and then things fall through the crack. So he and I went through and sort of identify which ones were the more pressing immediate things versus the things that we could transition over time. Working with Scott to identify solutions. Currently, the Planning and Zoning Department uses a lot of spreadsheets to track permits, registrations, licenses, and the like. It's not the most effective solution as we're growing and having more activities. There are some software solutions. I've reached out to my colleagues in the GFOA, the state organization, asking what other people are using, and we're going to try to identify, see if there's some inexpensive software solutions that we could use or potentially develop something in-house if that's a possibility. But they're just starting to get some significant volume, and it's a little more cumbersome for just a basic spreadsheet to be able to track. I appreciate the feedback on the forms. Unfortunately, the soccer refs, this is a transition we're going to figure out. The W-9s are W-9s. IRS forms are what they are. There's nothing I can do to make them more simple. However, the vendor form, since these will be 1099 employees, I'll work with Dave to see if we can't, handhold people and have some of them pre-filled out for just that group of people. I mean, really, all we're looking for is their name, their address, their Social Security number, and that's really what we're looking for. So I think we can work with something to get that taken care of, and I'll work with Dave to make sure that, And if any of those refs or their parents have any questions, Janice is always a wonderful resource for the people to come in, and she'll help them fill out the forms. So we can work with that. Finally, I received an email tonight from the rep from the Auditor State's office letting us know that we've received the award of distinction for the seventh consecutive year. And so we'll be looking to have them come out and make a presentation either at the August 1st or August 15th meeting. And I've asked Councilmember Barstow to lean on a friend to see if Auditor Yost will come out and make the presentation himself. And that's all I have.
I don't know if you all realize that, let me get one of those to Andy and pass those down too, that Jamie's on this GFOA executive board. Can you give me a little bit of insight, real quick insight on that?
Well, the GFOA, it's the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada. It has 20,000 members across the United States and Canada. The executive board, drives the decisions, the policies of the organization. I was elected at the most recent conference. I'm one of 15 members of that executive board for a three-year term.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, anything for Jamie? Yes, sir.
Two things. Actually, from the soccer refs, as well as spot labor on for work that needs to be done, setting up goals, tending nets, whatever. We'd be glad. I think PRA would be glad to share what 1099s, different forms, were utilized for that spot labor.
That'd be great.
It seemed to be easy. But what we did try to do was, have a meeting of all the refs getting together, and if there are forms that are cumbersome, have them go through them.
I think it's a great idea. I think we'll coordinate with Dave to see if we can't get something like that set up.
Okay. What's the number roughly of?
Pardon?
25, 30, 40, 50?
How many people?
Refs.
No, more like 17.
Okay. Yeah,
16, 17.
Okay. It's not a big number, and that's just necessary so they don't become city employees.
Right.
Because we don't want them. A city position for Parks and Rec referee.
Correct.
So
it's spot labor.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I have a question. Are these folks, if they're minors, are they being asked to sign a contract? Okay, that's kind of the impression that I got.
Our forms are basically they're considered accounts payable vendors.
Okay,
so all they are is it's what we would ask for any vendor: your name, Social Security number, or federal ID, and all the things, we need to cut you a check.
And that's why it's a little confusing whether they're an LLC or an individual.
Because it's a standard form.
Because a vendor could be a S corp. It could be a corporation. Sure. Could be anything.
Okay.
Right. So,
the second thing I had was, Jamie, you had in your report regarding the forms that you've been using, you asked if you wanted some feedback on those. I wanted to tell you, I think they're excellent. It's very helpful. If I want to dive into something else in the budget or whatever, or ordinance, or the form that you're using, the summary that you're using, is very helpful. Thank you. So I appreciate it. That's helpful.
I was going to say the same thing. I like the new report format. It's been helpful.
Thank you.
So I appreciate the effort that you put into that.
Mr. Mayor, same comment I shared with Jamie on that, through an email exchange, but I think it's good. And my observation was that it helps Jamie to sort of, in the finance department, sort of focus on some things and track. And also, as Mr. Walter said, if you're a council member and you want to dive into some area that you see in the report, you can do that. You can you can do in depth, or you can just say, no, I'm going to pass on that. So it's a good way to present the information. Thank you.
Anything else for Jamie? Nate?
Yes, sir. I wanted to let you know, I don't know if I had it in my report or not, but our lead and copper sample program is done for the year. So we can say Pascal's water is lead-free, like we used. Our results, with the test results that we have to report, surface area-wide, we're below detectable limits on lead. On the copper, we're like well below everything. Our corrosion control is working. And some of our tests that we've done, we've gone above and beyond even what the EPA requires. You might recall we had one resident that was 0.4 above the action level, but they did not follow our instructions to collect from a kitchen sink. They took it from a laundry sink. We resampled, and they're all below detectable limits, but we're still going to report the first one. That's all done. That's behind us. I would assume with the changes, we're on the 3-year monitoring cycle. I expect there to be changes that this. We'll probably do this again next year. Our program, getting the word out to folks, it's still open. If people are curious or would like to have it run, we'll just keep, bills or something if people are in it. Conference we went to, I wanted to tell you our safety plaque that we were supposed to get. It's in the mail because they engraved it and they forgot the first A in Pataskala, so it was Pataskala. So they let us take the airplane home with us. But with that, next year the conference is going to be, I think, in Columbus. And one of the things I want our crew to do, they have some operator challenges. I know the police officers and firefighters, they do this for practice exercise things with other folks in their business and see who's the best of the best. Next year I want to do the same with our crew. They have a laboratory challenge, a safety challenge, a pump bypass challenge, and cutting in a pipe live. And Ryan and Mitch were with me, so we got to see that firsthand. It was awesome. I would like to see if I can't get four guys together next year and do that. Since it'll be in Columbus, instead of dragging four people several miles away, at least it's close. So I'd like to do the plan. So, but it was good. But that's all I have. If you have any questions,
Mr. Fox.
Yeah, Mr. Fox.
How many tests for lead did we end up doing?
Total of 24.
Okay. And do you know if the sewer and water district does those tests?
Yeah, they're on a similar cycle. I think that maybe they're up this year. I don't know what they're.
We should probably make sure we get a copy of that because we have lots of residents that are on that.
We can contact Mr. Mead and get that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that'll be, if they do it this year, it'll be in their confidence report too that comes out once a year. So that'll be, coming out at some point if they have or have not done it. Carry that back. Should be available somewhere.
Thank you.
Anything else for Nate?
Two questions. What's going on with the water, the meter replacement program? We kind of haven't heard about that for a while.
What I would say, caught up.
Okay.
Now we're just doing, all the meters are upgraded to the radio frequency so we can read meters So now we're just in our normal replacement mode.
Okay.
You know, and usually we like to extend the number is 15 years. If the meter's acting up, we'll of course test it. But sure. We've got it on a healthy cycle now, so we do a little bit at a time as required.
Okay. How's product? Okay, great. Thanks.
Anything else for Nate? Alan?
Thank you, Mayor. I was a little bit distracted here as I was looking at Nate. I see there's a groundhog right outside the window here, so we'll get on that.
It's dead or alive.
It has to be trapped and then spayed and neutered and then released.
If you bring him down to my farm, he doesn't have to have that.
You're going to have them.
Just wanted to mention that I have anticipated that I'd have the final budget for the streets program. They're not done striping yet in the subdivisions. That was supposed to happen last week, but did not. It's looking like we're going to be about $40,000 under budget, plus or minus. And then we found some other money in the budget in savings from salt this year. The barns are full, and we found some money there we could throw at it to try and get a little bit more paving. Month or two, hopefully. And, any questions?
Yes.
Oak Meadow. Mr. King.
As far as
any of that money going to go towards Oak Meadow?
That'll be discussed at the street committee meeting. I think we've also identified some other areas and roads that were impacted by the State Route 310 closure that occurred earlier. You know, as far as money, you know, that's the decision to be made. Do we want to put, you know, $90,000 towards something on Oak Meadow, or do we want to try to get some additional roads paved that were impacted by the State Route 310 paving? So that's something Alan and I have talked about, and I've talked to Andy about having on the next Streets Committee meeting to discuss.
I just want to keep it on the front page. I know the residents.
I see Oak Meadow being a big budget item for 2016, that discussion.
17. Okay.
Or 17, I'm sorry. 2017.
All right, so. Anything else? Thank you, Alan. Mr. Fulton.
Thank you, sir. I did just want to follow up on what Jimmy mentioned about our tracking system for permits, rezonings, et cetera. Prior to my arrival, everything was written down on the back of a folder in terms of that's how we kept track of records for permits and everything. So we transitioned that into an Excel spreadsheet, which has been helpful for searching for things. But with the amount of information that goes into it, it's starting to become cumbersome. So we were just looking at whether we can refine how the Excel spreadsheet works to make it more functional, or if we need to look in another direction. So it's just kind of a fork in the road at this point. If we can keep it in Excel, and we don't have to teach people how to work new systems, we don't have to pay licensing fees and things like that. So that's kind of our last resort. We'd like to see if we can make it work in Excel. That's our goal, but we're just kind of exploring options to see if something's out there that could help facilitate permit tracking and everything. I also wanted to point out that we have made our selection for city planner. We offered Zachary Callen the position, and he accepted. His first day will be August 1st. He comes from Salem, Ohio, where he is the current, soon to be former, zoning officer for Salem, Ohio. So we're excited to have him start. I think it will be an excellent addition to the department, and I'm confident that he can come in and get the job done and get moving. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for? Yes, ma'am.
The property at the now vacant lot where the old Summit Town Inn is, has there been any note taken of the amount of weeds and how that looks right now?
Yes, we have contacted them twice via phone call. It goes straight to voicemail both times. We've sent out an email. We're waiting to see if we can get any response on that. If we don't hear anything by the end of the week, we will be following up with zoning violations and going that route. Because everything was moving along, then it came to a halt. So we just kind of, before we start going that route, we just want to reach out to them and say, what's going on, fellas? Why'd we stop? And then see what direction we need to go. But if we can't get any response, we'll have to go to the code enforcement route.
Just out of curiosity, how long does that process go before the first? I mean, you start making those phone calls. Is that a week or 2 weeks? Just for my own.
We called twice last week, and then an email went out today about the Summit Town. Their demolition permit application. They have a phone number and an email. We felt we were striking out with the phone number. We'll try the email. So if we hear nothing by the end of the week, we have no resort except to go with the code enforcement process and do that. But before we did that, we wanted to attempt to just see if we could understand why the progress had ceased.
Okay. What about cones and concoctions / subplace, whatever it is, as far as their parking and the signs and all of the things that go on around there?
I haven't heard any issues with the parking, but with the signs, if he's licensed over the state as Cones and Concoctions, then he can be Cones and Concoctions, Philly Station, etc. So he is licensed with the state, from what I understand, that's the name of his business, formerly Cones and Concoctions, Philly Station. He did have the electronic sign on. We went out there and attempted to speak with him, but there was a car there, but knocking on the window, no one came out, so we don't know if he was in there or not. But he had received a violation notice about the electronic scrolling sign. With the parking, I haven't heard any issues with the parking, so I'd be happy to investigate that if there are issues.
Just as an individual who is frequently in that intersection, when he is open for business, which is hit or miss, it's a safety hazard, the way people come in and out of there off Broad Street. Sometimes they try to back in and park off of Broad. They shoot out across Taylor. People are walking, parking across the street and trying to walk across the street to it. It's a concern.
Okay, I will look into that.
Do you have anything to add?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Nope.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Scott. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead,
Mr. Lee.
Okay. Mel mentioned that, made me think of down here at across from Pataskala Ridge on 310, the new condos.
Yes.
All the excess dirt, it looks pretty unfinished and unorganized and kind of trashy down there. It looks like they're done building. I don't know that there's a phase two, but for them to finish up, I wouldn't call it landscape. I'd say excess dirt removal in respect to not only the cemetery, but Pataskala Ridge residents, and just it's an eyesore. I didn't know if they had a deadline when they had to have that completely removed or cleaned up. I know they're staging equipment there for the road paving, but that's not them, obviously. So phase two is going to go where the dirt pile is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's you're driving into our city. That's one of our main thoroughfares, and it looks pretty bad. So if that's where they're building, I thought they were building phase two to the south, but it doesn't seem like there's much room there for a phase two.
Phase two would be to the north, and then I think there are two or three commercial outlots to the south.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fox? I spoke to BJ today about Old Summit Town, and as I see it, most of the tall grass is in the city right of way.
That's what I was asking.
And whose so responsibility? I know I mentioned it to BJ and Alan today about that. If mm-hmm. If we think that maybe we could get that mowed down, I know when they were in business, they always kept it mowed down, and a lot of us do that. That live along Broad Street, but now that they're not, obviously they're not going to. The other thing that I would mention is that I know I had spoken with Connie Klima back when all this was occurring, and Connie Klima is still very involved in that whole project. So that might be a good contact person for you to do that.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes.
If I can, and not to interrupt Scott, but I did speak to Connie about it today. So I was talking about some other stuff, and we discussed that as well. So.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Very good. Anything else for Scott? All right. Chief Brooks?
That's only where you're going to talk about the new task force.
I can, if you'd like me to. I wasn't prepared to, but I can.
I was just going to say that we were forming a new drug prevention task force. Councilman Lee asked me if I'd participate, and I said I would. So our first meeting is July 19th here in the council chambers at 6 p.m.
Would you like me to follow up with that or wait till the end?
Just give a little bit.
Okay. Basically, again, I wasn't prepared to talk about this, but I think it's a really good thing. So the short version of it is myself and several close friends that are in the community decided back in the winter to get together and come up with a consistent message for our kids, because we'd all been impacted in one way or the other through our professional careers or our personal lives. What kind of started was one of my close friends lost a very close relative to a heroin addiction. And so we started talking about it as a group of just residents, and we went to the schools and asked them if there was any way that they would consider drug testing. And that's kind of evolved since then. And Ben Richards, who was the high school principal at Watkins, is now the community liaison, I think is his official title. And he reached out to me and asked me to help him with this committee, and he is going to chair it. And we've put together an initial group of maybe six or eight people, including Chief Brooks and Mayor Compton, to have an initial meeting just to discuss it and see what our options are. It's kind of a planning, brainstorming session. And we hope that it grows into a really good thing. I know in my profession, I see it a lot. I'll put it that way. And I have friends and family members that have also, not so much family members, but friends that have dealt with this too. And, as much as I see it and as much as it is becoming an issue, I just think that it's time that we step up and try and be part of the solution. And I think that doing it through a community outreach, I don't know how it's going to look, but that's our goal with the committee. That's pretty short, I know. But did I hit all the topics?
Absolutely.
What I will do is our first meeting is the 19th. I'll report back how it goes.
Very good. Anything else, Chief?
That's it.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, Chief, I've been hearing an awful lot of petty theft going around. Cars being broken into in some of the subdivisions, hitting them big time, not one, four, five, six in a row. Snatch and grabs, going into local stores, jumping up, grabbing stuff and stealing it. Different things like that. And it seems to be a group of teenagers that are involved in all this. Does the police department have any sort of plan with those, or do you just address it as it happens, or?
We actually, we'll do like saturation of areas that are having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the car break-ins is that it's usually rings from other places, and they'll go all the way around 270, and they'll hit here tonight, and they'll hit Gahanna tomorrow, and so forth all the way around. So it's really hard to get them. We do have avenues, and we search very often. We have ways to check pawn shops and things like that to see who pawns our items, and our detectives stay very, very busy working stuff like that. And we do look at every case individually and work it. It's just it happens not just five or six at a time, but it's usually 15 or 20 in a night, and so we get kind of inundated with them.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else for Bruce? Thank you, sir. Committee chair reports.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Finance Committee met this evening at 6:30. we did hear from the auditors. They're going to provide some more detailed information about the audit, but that went very well. Everyone should have a red line 2017 budget schedule where Finance Department has made recommendations for changes, and as Jamie spoke earlier, things are going well, and we're going to be moving the schedule up. So two things. I'd ask that council council approve this and recommend this to the administration, this red line. And then secondly, we ought to discuss a special council meeting in September for budget workshop, and we're looking at either the 12th of September or the 26th of September. So I'm just going to ask for the sense of council if there's one of those days that's better than the other. Did I get that right, 12th or the 26th? Did I mess that up?
You did, or we might need to do it a little earlier, we thought.
12th would be the later date.
It would be the later, and we might need to go. Yeah.
So in September, our regular meetings are the 6th and the 19th. So the 12th.
12th is okay for me.
Anybody have any critical mass objection to September 12th?
Nope.
So we'll ask the mayor to schedule that September 12th for 7 o'clock.
Okay.
A special committee meeting for the budget budget
time?
Workshop. 7 o'clock. Is that
okay. Very good.
Fine? And then, again, I have a motion to approve the revised budget schedule.
Second the motion.
Got a motion by Mr. Barstow, seconded by Mr. Fox. Discussion. And roll.
Fox?
Yes.
Barstow?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Motion passes. Mr. Barstow, that was September 12th, 7 o'clock, a finance workshop. Is that correct?
It's a special council meeting. It'll be a budget workshop.
Special council meeting, budget workshop.
The purpose will be to discuss at that point, which would be we should have a proposed embryonic plus draft budget at that point to discuss, as we have in the past 2 years.
Very good. Anything else? Any other committee reports? All right. Additional citizens' comments? Anybody wish to speak? Very good. We'll go around the room. Mr. Fox.
First off, I would like to thank Mayor Compton and Mr. Walther and anybody else that was heavily involved in the fireworks. Major chore. I heard a lot of good things. I ended up having my grandkids and was able to get over nearby to watch it with them. And it was a great time. And there were some traffic issues. And I got a couple recommendations on that. I'll get a chance to talk to somebody about it later. But other than that, I think it was a great time. Everybody seemed to have a good time with it and enjoy it. I assume it was all safe because we haven't heard any problems with it. A lot of work is getting done. I'm amazed at some of the 310 work that we really didn't know was happening, but they did it, and they're smooth as can be. The patches that they've done on there. So I would like to give an attaboy to them and look forward to seeing 310 get done here in July when it's intended to be done. Other than that, I don't have any. Wait, I do. I have something written down here that I wrote before the meeting, if I can find it.
It's your grocery list.
It wasn't. I had dinner already tonight, did you? No, I think it was more about the asking about the tests and everything that I've already asked for. So other than that, that's all I had.
Mr. Barstow?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, I want to thank Mr. King for his prompt response to my frantic phone calls the other morning concerning the ODOT Charlie Foxtrot up there at that Morse Road and 310. That was just a giant mess, which they were completely unaware of. Their temporary light was malfunctioning, and it was malfunctioning to the extent that it was turning green for northbound traffic while southbound traffic was proceeding through the construction zone. So we were headed for a big mess. They were not aware of it. They were working. They weren't aware of it. So I called DJ, and he called them, and they got it. They got it fixed. So thanks for that. Again, kudos to everyone on the fireworks out here. Nothing but great things about that. That was really great. And finally, on crime, the chief will back me up on this. Most crime is a situation of opportunity. And so Mr. Fox, you tell your friends to don't put their whatever they're putting, their cell phones and their coins and their credit cards and anything that looks tempting in their car, and that will tamp when they find out that Pataskala is full of smart people who don't put their stuff in their car, they won't come here anymore. Thanks, that's all I have.
Mr. Hicken?
Well, I would echo the previous comments on the fireworks. Spent a good hunk of the day out there, and it was pretty amazing to see all the people standing in long lines to get food and kids running and having fun, pretty much exactly what I think we envisioned when we started talking about having fireworks again. So I think that's awesome. I wanted to thank Mr. Butler for coming out tonight from Julian & Grube to talk about the audit procedure. And the final thing I would have is I'm looking to have a utility committee meeting Monday, if possible. Have you had a chance to check yet, Mr. Walther? You said you had to look at your calendar. You
I'm
may not
say
have.
I'll make it work if you guys are going to do it at noon on Monday.
Noon on Monday, Mr. Fox?
It depends.
If I have bacon?
Yeah.
If you have bacon.
I'll bring some bacon. Mr. Cooey, will that work with you?
We don't need any product. Just bacon.
You can burn it and cook the bacon.
I don't know if it's good for curing bacon. Good for lots of stuff, Nate. Maybe not that.
Pigs make the bacon.
It's a circle of life.
Mr. King.
And if it's okay, Tim, Nate and I will work with you to get the purpose together.
Sure.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
That is it.
Okay. Mrs. Carter?
Same with the fireworks. It's a lot of fun to sit and watch your kids all run around and, you know, with glow necklaces and bracelets and everything else on and playing with little laser guns and with all the other little kids that are out there. So that was a lot of fun. Hats off, and especially to the picture I saw the very next morning of the lonely mayor out there picking up trash all by himself in the park. So, and we are going to be having a development committee meeting very soon. We just have to get together with the members to coordinate schedules. So we'll work with Mr. Walther, Mrs. Hayes, and BJ to get that done. And Scott, obviously.
Okay. Go ahead. I had a late call this afternoon, and I'll pass this on to BJ and Alan. The electric company is meeting with West Licking Firefighters Association group tomorrow to discuss electricity, and I'd love to have somebody there, hopefully Alan, but I'm going through you to make sure.
Is it for the street fair? Or?
For discussing electricity for the street fair, yes. Okay. So at 9 o'clock at the Jefferson Street, the old firehouse that's behind the theater, if somebody could attend, I would appreciate that. Thank you. Mr. Lee?
Yeah, first thing, congratulations, Jamie, on your appointment and also the audit. I was just looking through this list here. It's pretty impressive people on here. I don't know the names, but I'm just looking at where they're from. It looks pretty impressive, so congrats on that. Nate? Congrats to your guys on your awards. The fireworks, I feel like I keep apologizing for missing all these big city events, but I was on duty again on the night of the fireworks in the day. Wife and kids definitely said it was a great event. I did get to experience my first evening and on Agler Road at Mifflin Township, and there was no shortage of fireworks. So that was interesting. By
illegal and illegal.
I didn't say that. I just said that it there was no shortage of fireworks. We'll leave it at that. So again, congrats and good work on the fireworks.
All right, I've got a couple things. One, would certainly like to see the Southwest Licking Water and Sewer seat filled by one of the previous candidates. I think the previous candidates for the open council seat, maybe the offer goes out to them first to see if they can do that. They seem very anxious, as everybody involved in that process was, to be a part of being on a board. So I'd certainly like to at least see one of those candidates looked at. And then the second that I have is to talk about the fireworks. You know, the volunteers that were out there from the churches to the Lions Clubs, the two Lions Clubs, it is exhausting. I can tell you that a lot of them, and I saw Mike after on Sunday, Mayor Mike out there on Sunday, and I just, the things they did, we had a group working in the concession stand, three people out front selling snow cones and popcorn, and we had three volunteers in the concession stand besides Cindy Friel and Ann and myself. And these girls volunteered, and they're community service hours. And they were there all day, and they cleaned up into the night. They made a lot of things. They had a smile on their face, and they really enjoyed it. And it was it's a great experience, and I'm glad that it was brought back. And I'm hopeful that nobody in the future decides to do away with it. And with that, I did get I told Mayor Mike this. I was handed by the PRA board a donation for the 2017 fireworks. The donation's for $1,503. That'll go along with the $1,997 that we gave in November, for a total of $3,500 for the 2017 fireworks. And I do emphasize, this should not be something that goes away. So I want to thank Corey. He was part of the popcorn crowd, running the popcorn machine and keeping two little teenagers in line, not putting too many scoops of or squirts of syrup in there, because they got a little out of control at times. But it was a lot of fun watching that. It really does mean something for the community. So I applaud. And since Ms. Hayes is not here, I get to say I have a motion for adjourn.
Got a motion by Andy, second by Mr. Fox. Discussion and roll.
Arstow?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Don't forget to put sheets down.
Oh. So they fit under. Put your sheets down.